Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day. From the Order of Preachers around the world, today from Canada, we hear from Sister Magdalene Coughlin, a contemplative nun in the Queen of Peace Monastery in Squamish, British Columbia. Sister Magdalene's preaching is entitled The Search for God.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. After Jesus had finished all his sayings in the hearing of the people, he entered the town of Capernaum. A centurion there had a slave whom he valued highly and who was ill and close to death. When the centurion heard about Jesus, he sent some Jewish elders to him, asking him to come and heal his slave. When they came to Jesus, the elders appealed to him earnestly, saying, "He is worthy of having you do this for him, for he loves our people, and it is he who built our synagogue for us." And Jesus went with them. But when he was not far from the house, the centurion sent friends to say to him, "Lord, do not trouble yourself, for I am not worthy to have you come under my roof. Therefore, I did not presume to come to you, but only speak the word, and let my servant be healed. For I also am a man set under authority, with soldiers under me, and I say to one, 'Go,' and he goes, and to another, 'Come,' and he comes, and to my slave, 'Do this,' and the slave does it." When Jesus heard this, he was amazed at the centurion, and turning to the crowd that followed him, he said, "I tell you, not even in Israel have I found such faith." When those who had been sent returned to the house, they found the slave in good health. The Gospel of the Lord. There was a spark in that centurion's heart, I think. So I want to talk about the centurion and the search for God. The enormous longing that lives in the heart of every human person, the longing for God. The centurion seeks out Jesus with tremendous urgency, doesn't he? So we too, willy-nilly, are impelled by our very nature toward ultimate reality. That's what we long for, eh? What else is there? After I've gotten all I ever wanted, so what? Why are we never satisfied? Why must we humans always strive after something beyond? Yes, is there something beyond? Is there life after death? Is there infinite truth? Is there perfect, never-ending, limitless love? Is there never-ending bliss? Well, I want to tell you, my dear friends, that when we entertain these thoughts, we are sitting in God's lap. Let's sit for a moment with this fact. There is within us, within you, and you, and you, and me, a thirst that can't be satisfied with anything earthly. It is God nudging us to move over and make room. There is something that we here at Queen of Peace Monastery sing in our liturgy, and it's four words, just four words. God is with us. God is with us. It should be stronger than that, though. God is with us. And it's true. That is true. We just need to be quiet. Look around. Sit still. God is right smack in front of you. God is in our searching. And what we need to do is stop and enjoy it. The centurion's servants came looking for Jesus, and guess what? They found him. So ultimate happiness and sheer bliss, that's who God is. That's the utmost, the ultimate. It's there. It's here. It's right in front of us. And we can find it. You can find it. It's right here. God bless you.